Did it just get hot in here? She's a hot mess. A hot, hot mess podcast. Hello, degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I am a hot fucking mess. Oh my God, I have missed saying that. I have missed you guys. I know that I have a lot of explaining to do. I kind of just dropped off the face of the planet. So I'm going to kind of get into that. And then, of course, I'm going to get into the crazy fucking drama that is my life. Because as a hot mess, one does not have just a normal, easy fucking day, week, month, life, whatever. So we're gonna talk about everything that's been going on. I'm also going to call this season two because I took such a long break. I'm gonna be really honest with you guys. This podcast, any podcast, is hard work. And a lot of people will hire other people to edit their episodes or help them out in some kind of way. I don't have that. I'm doing everything by myself, from setting up my microphone, making sure it sounds okay, the sound checks, to recording and editing and marketing and everything on my own. And it was totally fine when I was unemployed, but I had started a job and it just became a full-time job and it just became way too much to do the podcast and work. We're going to kind of get into all of that. But I do think kind of moving forward, it would be beneficial for me to kind of have different seasons. Now, in between the seasons, I'm not going to just drop off the face of the planet for 2 months like I did. I'm so sorry about that, but we will talk about why that happened and what's been going on. But I think I am going to do about 15 episodes and then do a season where I take like a few weeks off and then come back and do another season. So just so you know, kind of the future of where this podcast is. Now that might not stick around. I'm still kind of learning how to do this on my own and everything kind of evolves and changes how it's supposed to, but just for right now, I think I am going to do that for the future. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's go ahead and move on to the nitty-gritty. What the hell has been going on? Why I took such a long break. If you follow me on the official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, you will also see that I took a break on that as well. I took a complete break from this podcast. The last thing that I had posted was messages on Bumble from me and this guy. And I was declaring that it was going to be hot girl summer. I was going to pop off. I was going to be toxic. And let me tell you, I was fully ready for that commitment. I was going to be out here breaking hearts and bed frames. That was my fucking goal. But the universe does not work that way. I did meet someone. We're going to call him Car Guy. So this guy is super into cars, and I think that that nickname is pretty fitting. So Car Guy and I met on April 2nd. We went on a date and we have really hit it off. I kind of want to talk about our relationship a little bit, but I did meet him. We've spent a lot of time together. And then all of a sudden, boom, we got COVID. I did record a couple of episodes. I tried to record a couple of episodes while I was sick with COVID. I sounded so congested. I couldn't really talk very well. It just sounded horrible. And I wanted to kind of upload something just explaining what the hell was going on, but it just sounded, I mean, you know when someone is super congested and they sound really sick and you're just like, oh God, woman, get a hold of yourself. That's how I sounded. And I did not want to subject you guys to some bullshit like that. So I did have COVID and I had that for about 2 weeks. And then I went back to work and my schedule was just kind of crazy. Well, I worked for a temp agency and that assignment has ended. And then Car Guy got a job opportunity and his training is down in Portland, Oregon. And so we're going to be out there for a little while. So I'll have a lot more free time to record and edit episodes. And if I did want to take a week off, I do plan on having a surplus of episodes and just busting those out as quickly as possible. So you guys don't have to be the ones to suffer because I decide to take a break. So that's kind of what's been going on. I just felt really overwhelmed between working full time and the podcast and starting a new relationship and trying to upkeep my house, and my lease is going going to be up in August. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do after that. So now I do go to school full time, but it's obviously from home. And so I do have more flexible of a schedule. So that's why I'm coming back. We are starting season 2. I've got more bullshit to talk about. And I just want you guys to kind of keep in mind as well, as the seasons of my life change, you're gonna notice a change in the podcast. Now, I will always be a hot fucking mess. I will always have something raunchy and gross to talk about. That's kind of just who I am. However, if you guys are expecting me to talk about a toxic hot girl summer and my experiences with that, it's just not what's going on in my life right now. But I hope you guys stick around for the rest of it because I'm still going to talk about relationships and dating and emotional intelligence and sex and things like that. It's not going to change a whole lot. I'm still a toxic ass bitch who was working on myself. But before I could go into full toxic hot girl summer, the universe said, I don't fucking think so, and gave me a really good partner. We'll see how long that lasts, how long he decides to put up with my bullshit. Who knows? Maybe I'll have a hot girl winter. You never know. Fingers crossed, right? I'm excited to get back into the swing of things. So I have rambled on. I just wanted to get you guys updated on what the fuck has been going on in my life. And let's get on to the topic at hand. As I normally do, I struggled with what I wanted to talk about, especially with the first episode back. First episode of season 2. What the hell am I going to talk about? I've decided that I want to talk about some of the struggles that I have faced within starting a new relationship. I want you guys to learn from my mistakes and also grow from the things that I have succeeded with. So the first thing that I want to talk about, and I need to take my own fucking advice. Oh, also, just a little side note. Episode 15, where I was talking about dating rules and all that. Yeah, I didn't follow pretty much a single fucking one with this relationship. I talked so much fucking game in episode 15 and was like, I'm not doing this and I'm not gonna do that and I'm not gonna sleep with them and blah, blah, blah. No, look, my first date with Car Guy, we went to a bar and I got a little blitzed and he lives like 40 minutes away. We got done at the bar around 1 or 2 in the morning and I was like, fuck it. You know what? Just come back to my place. We'll crash out, right? Yeah, there was no fucking crashing. We hooked up on the first night and I woke up the next morning like, oh man, I actually really liked this one. Now he got what he wanted and he's gonna fucking leave. Well, that didn't happen. Our first date ended up lasting like 3 fucking days. We spent from Friday night to like Monday morning together. The second day that we hung out, I met his friends, all of his friends, his dad and his stepmom. So just a little side note, yeah, those fucking dating rules didn't last for shit when I started this relationship. So anyway, I want to kind of talk about some of the things that I've struggled with in the beginning of this relationship. Maybe they resonate with you, maybe they don't. You can learn from some of my mistakes and also some of my achievements in this relationship. So first and foremost, I still believe in the rules that we talked about in episode 15. I still think that they are great fucking rules. I just want you to know that they're not going to fit for every beginning relationship or every situation that you're in. They didn't work with mine. I mean, things between me and Car Guy just kind of grew organically, and that will happen. If you find someone that things are just growing at a different pace than what you had expected, that's one thing. Now, don't be dumb, because there are horrible people out there. If you start seeing massive red flags, but your relationship is going at an accelerated rate, then yeah, you're going to want to slow down, maybe go back to that 3-month rule, check in with yourself. I still stand behind the rules, and I still think that we should follow them. If Car Guy and I don't work out, I don't know what I'm gonna do. It's either gonna be real toxic or I'm gonna take a long break from dating and really focus on myself. But yes, I don't want you just saying, oh, well, she didn't follow these rules, so now I don't have to. You don't have to do anything. I do still recommend the rules. They are there for a reason. They help you keep things slow. They help you not get caught up in the honeymoon stage or the infatuation with someone. But don't feel bad if you go into a relationship and things are fucking awesome, or even just dating someone and things are fucking great and they show consistency and they show who they really are, don't feel bad if you don't follow any of the rules or every single one of the rules. The second struggle that I want to talk about is, although Car Guy and I are really similar in a lot of ways, we're also very, very different. I have a lot of sexual experience. As you guys know, I have cammed and sold custom videos and pictures in my underwear and, I mean, all of these things. I'm a little bit more free when it comes to sex and sexual things. Him, not so much. He is quite a bit older than me, and he has had a significantly less amount of partners. Now, I know we don't ask how many people have you been with. It just kind of came up naturally in a conversation. So along with me being a little bit more experienced, and I don't just mean in the bedroom, because if I'm being honest, this guy fucking rocks my world. I mean as far as being open-minded to certain relationship dynamics or experiences. I really haven't been monogamous my whole life. I didn't really think that one person could be enough for another person. I think we're very complex creatures, and to have just one partner didn't really seem, I guess, natural for me. I know that monogamy is a wonderful thing. It can be a wonderful thing, but I also believe that it's really limiting. And if you could have multiple partners and they all fill some kind of need of yours or want of yours, or you are attracted to them, how many times have you been out with your partner and you see someone that you are really attracted to and you're like, damn, and you start undressing them with your mind and you're like, fuck, the things I would do to that person. I think if we were truly monogamous people, now I know that this is not a widely accepted point of thinking, but if we were truly monogamous people, if we were supposed to mate with one person for the rest of our lives and that was it, I don't think that there would be as many breakups and divorces. I also don't think that we would have those thoughts as often, but that's kind of human nature, and we shouldn't feel bad for being attracted to somebody else, whether it is physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever level you're attracted to them, when you're with someone else. So I don't think that we are supposed to be monogamous, and I don't think that we're supposed to hook up with one person and one person only. Well, Car Guy has a different view on that, and I think this has been by far our biggest speed bump to overcome. We do communicate about it quite frequently, but he does believe in monogamy. He does believe in finding one person, being with one person. He has gone from a really long relationship to long relationship. So he hasn't had a whole lot of hookups or really any experiences with consensual non-monogamy. I have tried to explain to him my point of view and tell him this is how I think, and this is where I'm coming from, and this is kind of the mindset of someone, not everyone, of course I don't speak for the whole non-monogamous community, but this is kind of the mindset that we have, is just, why not? You know, the more, the merrier. And to him, it was very much like, you're spreading yourself thin, you're taking love from someone else or taking attention from someone else and putting it into another person. And my point of view on that is, I don't think that love can be really taken from someone else. If you love someone, you love someone, that's it. Love can only be multiplied. If you have, let's say, a primary partner, and your relationship is already barely hanging on, and you go on to find another partner, you're not taking love from your first partner and putting it into your second. That love is already dying. I mean, it's your relationship is already coming to an end. Now, if you have, let's say, two partners and your relationship with your first partner is wonderful, I mean, this person has so many things that you need in a partner in your life, and then you go and find another partner, you're just multiplying that love. That does not take away from what you have with your first partner. Now, that's my point of view. I don't think that he doesn't really view it that way, and I know that my thought process does bring out some of his insecurities, which I completely understand. If it was vice versa, versa, my insecurities would be brought out as well. So we've had a lot of conversation about this, and I have told him that although, yes, I would still consider myself non-monogamous, I knew going into this relationship that it would be a monogamous relationship and that it was my choice, and that if I didn't think I could be happy in a monogamous relationship, we would not have gotten this far. So you can be non-monogamous and enter into a monogamous relationship and still be happy. And he is having a hard time kind of wrapping his head around that, and that's brought up quite a few insecurities. I think his main one is, am I gonna wake up one day and think to myself, you know what, this actually isn't what I want and I'm not happy? Which I think is a thought, regardless of your dynamic or how long you've been together. If you have past trauma, which nowadays it's hard to even exist without having past trauma, you have insecurities. You have these things that make you think, okay, well, what if? What if they wake up one day and they don't fucking love me anymore? And that's a valid fear. If Car Guy woke up one day and decided that he didn't love me and this relationship is not what he wanted, of course I would be upset. Of course I would be sad. But it is my job, it is my choice on how I handle the breakup. It's going to happen regardless. If someone wants to break up with you, we are not begging, pleading, getting on hands and knees, convincing. We're not doing any of that. If someone does not want to be with you, they don't want to be with you. I said in another episode, one of my favorite fucking quotes is, do not let a man have to tell you twice that he does not want you. I say this to everyone going through a breakup, everyone not going through a breakup. I mean, I just said it the other day at a family function, and the girls around me were like, whoa. I'm like, yeah, you should listen to my podcast when I get back on that bullshit. But yeah, if someone decides that they don't want to be with you, and what can you possibly do? What, convince them? Beg them? No, because then you're taking your self-respect, you are giving it to them, and they're stomping on it. You are allowed to be upset that someone is breaking your heart. You are allowed to be sad. You are allowed to be angry. That is totally fine. What you should not do, and what we are not doing, is trying to convince someone that you are worthy of love, because you already know that you are. You already know that you have had love in your life. You are capable of having it again. All you need to do is walk away from this person, lick your fucking wounds, go be upset, go cry, go scream, go talk to all your friends about what a sack of shit they are. You're allowed to do that. What you're not allowed to do is beg someone to love you, because there are 1,000 fucking people, honestly, probably more, that are lined up to love you. You just have to go find them. And that's something that I've tried to explain to Car Guy. Now, I've put in the work to be emotionally intelligent. I've put in the work to be very secure within myself. I've had a huge growth just over the past year, year and a half or so. That's where I'm trying to get him to be. Please understand when I say that I'm trying to get him to the point that I'm at. That's not to say that he hasn't done his own work, because he absolutely has. He's gone through his spiritual journey. He's gone through an emotional journey. He's learned a lot. He and I communicate very well. There's a lot of mutual respect between us. However, he does not have the self-confidence or the self-worth that I have. And so we are working on that. I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent here for just like a couple of minutes. So brace yourself, hold on to your hats. When should you and when shouldn't you invest in someone? Because I think this is what we get fucked up on so much. You find someone, you vibe with them, the sex is great, wonderful. But then you start seeing these red flags. And there is a difference between investing in someone and trying to change someone. You can't change anyone, period. I don't care. Oh, but he's, no, you cannot force anyone to change. I learned that the hard way. I feel like we have all, especially emotional ass people like me. If you're a Pisces, I'm so sorry for that fucking burden. But we get in our head that we can change someone. We can't. Someone has to want to change. So there is a difference between investing in someone and trying to change someone. Investing in someone is saying, I know that you have a journey to go on. I know that you are not perfect and you have things that you have to work on. However, I will be right here by your side and give you this time to work on this before I call the relationship. Depending on what they have to work on, you are absolutely allowed to invest in someone. Now, if this person is hitting you, if this person is disrespecting you, I mean, anything that's like fucking wild like that, they're done. That's not going to change, right? And even by the time if this person does change, there's so much fucking resentment in your relationship for the way they treated you that there's nothing to fucking salvage. So walk away. When should we and when shouldn't we invest? If there is still a basic level of respect, if you communicate effectively, if there is actual love and not just infatuation, if you could really see yourself wholeheartedly, without a doubt, loving this person for the rest of your life, then yes, you can invest in them. You can't teach someone basic respect, especially in a relationship. That is going to be years of therapy and removing the conditioning that's in them. That's just going to take so much time. And I mean, this person would have to be willing to go to therapy. This person would have to put in so much work. But guess what you're going to have to deal with the entire time? If they're even able or willing to do the fucking work, you're going to have to deal with constant disrespect anytime you guys have an argument. You're going to have to deal with whatever bullshit this person is going through. You're going to be the one who's going to take that fucking brute force until this person does the fucking 180 and flips themselves around. And let's be honest, if someone is that disrespectful, they're probably in denial about even having a problem anyway. They probably gaslight the fuck out of you. I'm going to give you a little scenario. And if this sounds like your relationship, I have a message for you at the end. You guys have a day planned, a little weekend camping trip, okay? It's just you, it's your partner. Maybe you've got some friends coming along. We're going camping. Close your eyes. If you're driving, please fucking don't. But close your eyes and imagine this. You and your partner are driving to this campsite. You are so excited. You have friends coming. You know it's going to be a great fucking weekend. The weather is gorgeous. And you and your partner are having a conversation, just chit-chatting. And your partner brings up something that pisses you off. Maybe it was a little snarky side comment or shows you a picture of a really hot girl. And they're like, damn, baby, she's got cakes. Something that makes you feel some type of way, and you bring it up to your partner like, okay, that fucking hurt my feelings, and I would appreciate if you wouldn't do that. And they say to you, why are you so sensitive? Like, I can't say anything to you. I guess I'm not gonna joke around. I guess I won't do whatever it was that they did. And then you say, we were having such a good day. If any of those sound like your relationship, and on a consistent basis, this is something that you deal with at least once a week. Some, probably for most of you, majority of the fucking week, you have some kind of blowout with your partner, or they don't listen to you, they aren't validating your feelings. There is nothing that your partner can do to make up for that. I don't care if your partner tells you the sun shines out of your ass, if they are constantly disrespecting you, if they are breaking down your self-worth, if they are not listening to you and invalidating your feelings, if they're picking at you constantly, you need to fucking go. This person is not the one for you. This person doesn't even fucking deserve the fart out of your asshole in the morning, okay? This person is not it, sis. It's time to fucking go. Because even if you invest in that person, first off, why the fuck would you invest in someone who doesn't respect you? Why? When you invest in someone, you are investing in who they are in that moment with the hopes that they will get better. And what do we say? We don't date potential, because 9 times out of 10, that person never rises up to the potential that you see in them. And I'm sorry, I know that this can be a hard topic to think about, and I know that this is a little harsh, okay? I've had to do it to myself a million times, check in and be like, oh shit, this person fucking blows dick. I don't want them, right? Not literally blow dick, but you know what I'm trying to say. This person fucking sucks and they don't deserve to be my partner. So if you find yourself in a situation where your partner or your person is constantly, at least once a week, making a comment that digs into your insecurities and then in return invalidates your feelings when you bring it up to them, that's not going to change. And all those thoughts running in your head right now, like, oh, well, if he just this, if he did that, yeah, if. And guess what? I could fly if I fucking magically sprouted wings out of my back, but it's not going to happen. Changing toxic behavior, and please take it from somebody who fucking knows, takes years to change. And you're going to have to deal with all that bullshit in the meantime. And by the time, like I said, if that person even fixes themselves, there's going to be too much fucking resentment to salvage your relationship anyway. And if you're someone who has a tendency to shut down like I do, they're really not going to be able to work on the relationship once they've gotten to a healthy place. So please, just do yourself a favor, do everybody else a favor, and fucking walk away. I know that you probably have a connection to this person. I know that this person is not all bad, but someone cannot just tell you that you're wonderful and then treat you like you're nothing. I'm sorry, because this is gonna sound really fucking harsh, but I wish someone would have said this to me when I was trying to fix and invest into my hot mess ex-husband, because we all saw how that fucking blew up in my face. I have a whole episode just bitching about that piece of shit. You are not strong enough, and you shouldn't fucking have to be, to fix someone who is so emotionally stupid that they can't see the issues within themselves. When you bring it up to them and you guys have a fight and they apologize, they are not saying sorry because they actually realize what they did. No. They're saying sorry so you will get the fuck off their back. That's it. Because in a week, 2 weeks, maybe a month, you're going to be having the same fucking conversation over and over and over again. That's a lesson that I had to learn the hard way too. You could be the most emotionally intelligent person. You could be the fucking smartest person and have so much confidence within yourself to help this person, to fix this person, to support them, but you are not strong enough to do that, and you shouldn't fucking have to be. If you choose to invest in someone who treats you like shit, it's going to wear you down. All you're going to get at the end of the day is more fucking trauma that's going to manifest itself into an avoidant attachment style, an anxious attachment style, and it's not going to be fun. You don't deserve that. And the person who is praying for you every night to be their partner or manifesting you into their life doesn't fucking deserve that. I know that letting go of someone that you see potential with, that you have a connection with, is hard. But people who are like that, people who don't have basic respect or communication skills, they're not going to break it off. They're going to push you away and push you away as much as possible. And unfortunately, most of the time, we cling on and, you know, fucking pull them back as much as we can, but it's not gonna work out. We don't date potential. We also don't date only the good side of someone. When we're dating someone, we have to accept and learn to love all sides of them. If this is not a side to them that you can love or that you deserve, you have to be the one to cut it off. And I know that that is easier said than done, especially with more complicated situations. Like if you have kids together, or you live together, I know that that's really hard. However, it's not impossible. You need to reach out to certain resources, friends, family, things like that. You have a support system. There are places you can go to kind of break things off. You only have one life to live. Why the fuck are you going to spend it trying to convince someone or teach someone how to love you when there's already people out there who can do that? So that's my little tangent for the week. We don't date potential, and you deserve better than someone who's going to disrespect you. And I know that it's hard to break away from a relationship like that. I know that you see good in that person, and that does not negate the good that's in them. However, you deserve better, and I fully support waiting and holding out until you meet someone that does meet those requirements. I thought, and I know that this is a thought that kind of comes up with a lot of people, especially after my divorce, and the fucking dating experience that I had after that with horrible people, I genuinely thought that I was going to be alone forever. Like, I did not have any faith in people and dating. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have to find someone who's close enough to what I'm wanting. Now, my relationship with Car Guy is still very new. Things can change like that. But as of right now, from what I'm seeing, he does meet every single thing that I asked for. Everything that's on that list I told you guys to write out, he meets all of those. Am I saying that him and I are going to be together forever and it's going to be wonderful and beautiful? And no, of course not. Even now, even with the communication that we have, which is amazing, and the mutual respect that we have, we still have speed bumps. We still have disagreements and arguments. We don't raise our voices at each other. That's a boundary that I've set for myself. We also don't call each other names. That is a huge fucking boundary for me. If we're in an argument and you call me stupid or you call me a bitch or a child or anything like that, I will end the fucking relationship. If you raise your voice at me, I will end the fucking relationship. I don't play around when it comes to my self-worth. So if you can't see the worth in me or the value in me, that's your fucking problem. You can scoot. Thank you very much. So anyway, that was my little tangent for the fucking day. Just find someone who treats you well. I understand that people are not perfect. I understand that even in toxic relationships or relationships that are not that good, there's still good parts to this person. But what you have to realize is you're not just dating the good, you are also dating the bad. Just a little side note as well, if you have to try to convince every single friend of yours, or at least the vast majority, that this person that you're dating is a good person, they're not a good person. Friends are so quick to sniff up someone's fucking bullshit. If your friend group, majority of your friend group, now I'm saying if one friend doesn't like him, okay, what, that's one thing. If your friend group doesn't like this person that you're dating, it's because they see what you don't, because you're fucking blind with infatuation. You're blind in this honeymoon phase. And they're not. So instead of trying to convince them that they're a decent person, try to open your eyes as hard as it may be and see your partner for who they really are, or at least try to see them in the light that your friends do. I also want to say a little side note, there's nothing that you can say to your friends that will convince them otherwise of their opinion. If they don't like your partner, they don't fucking like your partner. They have seen some things or heard some things that have made them feel some type of way, and that's them, that they're allowed to have that opinion. There's nothing you can say to your friends that will make them think any different of your partner. If they don't like them, they don't like them, and that's that. So stop trying to convince them. So that is going to be the episode for the week. I hope you guys learned a little something. Hope you laughed a little bit. I hope that you guys are as excited to come back season 2 as I am. I have so many things that I want to talk about. A lot has happened. I'm going to have a couple guest appearances. Season 2 is going to be bigger and better than season 1. I promise I'm not going to drop off the face of the planet again. At least I don't plan to. If you do not follow me on the official A Hot Hot Mess podcast Instagram, what the fuck are you doing? Go on down to the description box below. I have that linked in there. I am going to be uploading content on a semi-regular basis, at least every couple of days, let you guys know what's going on. I do have polls in there. I get your guys' feedback. You can always send me a message. I also ask for some of your horror stories or your opinions, so that's really fun. If you don't already, make sure you follow this podcast so you can be updated when I have new episodes coming out. I also think I'm going to start throwing in some mini episodes. So instead of uploading just one big one a week, I'll still do that, but I want to do like a mini episode. So you guys will get notified if you follow this podcast of when every episode is uploaded. Also, make sure you give me a big old thumbs up. It really does help. That is all I have for you guys this week. Thank you so much for joining. And as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.
Thank you.